T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
After all these years,
the outfield is your artist of the day. Welcome, everybody. Dan Weinbaum filling in today for Dana Wright.
Well, we made it.
The easiest hour of the week. All I have to do is sit here and listen to you bitch.
instead of the reverse.
Oh, that hurt a little bit. That stung. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Kansas City, let us grieve. Let us grieve.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Drink responsibly. Don't be a Scott Parks. 576-7798. Dan, you have a grievance,
yes,
right out of the gate. Okay.
I have a grievance.
Okay. All right.
We've been waiting, and my grievance is, as much as I love the outfield, my grievance is that Top Gun music wasn't the artist of the day.
Supposed to be. I made a mistake.
Okay. I'll accept your apology.
Today is the actual release date, or so it was
supposed to be right.
Top Gun 2, Top Gun Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
It did not happen.
Right. So that was my grievance. That's okay. About it. Something right. Small.
Matt in Mission. Hello, Matt.
Hey, I got a minor grievance for you. On Tuesday, you guys were talking about the car seatbelt beeper noises.
Oh, right.
My car, I mean, it does a seatbelt beeper noises, but I wear my belt, whatever. But my car, if I have any door open and the key in the ignition, whether or not it's on, it beeps at me constantly. And I like sometimes to like sit with the windows down and finish what the radio's talking on, or, you know, hang with the door out and like sit and eat some food. And I can't do it because the dang door's beeping constantly. And it's just freaking annoying.
Okay.
Matt, your grievance is in, my friend. Good grievance. Diane in Kansas City. Diane, you're next. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, my grievance is with Amazon.
I live in the little square block area.
Whoa. You just broke a major rule, Diane.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, I didn't know that was a rule, but my little square block area sits on Stadium Drive.
Okay.
And this particular company, they have a depot down on Stadium Drive close to Leeds. And their drivers, instead of going up Stadium to the light, turning on to 40 Highway, going to the light or to the highway either way, they prefer to cut through the neighborhood. Now, we have set and counted up to 100 delivery vans a day going up East 35th Street.
Wow. That's a lot of delivery traffic.
Yeah, and they're cutting through because they gas up at the station just to block up. And it's there goes a van right now. they gas up at the station up the street, and they want to avoid the light. Well, you know, we don't have sidewalks in this neighborhood. People can't walk their dogs, and the road that they're cutting through on, either one of them, Mayor Lucas knows about our little neighborhood, by the way. I hope you're hearing me, Mayor. there's not enough, hardly enough room for the van and a car to pass. And oftentimes they almost run us off in the ditch. This is really a dangerous situation. I have gone to this company and I have spoke to them, and my husband's gone 5 times. I've gone 5 times. I've called the police department and spoke to traffic to see if they could at least come and get them to slow down to discourage them from using our, you know, little 4-block area to cut through to the highways or up to the gas station. But I haven't seen a police car in the neighborhood, nor have I seen any decrease in traffic.
You are in, Diane.
All right. Yeah, that's a great grievance.
From the text line 7806, and we're going to fix this. My grievance is that Top Gun was not the artist of the day, as you promised.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a giddy kid waiting on Christmas for Maverick to come out in theaters. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. For the rest of the hour, nothing but Top Gun soundtrack songs.
Okay.
And we're not going to do Danger Zone because that's too obvious.
That's too easy. That's too easy. Mm-hmm. All right.
And we're not going to do Take My Breath Away by Berlin either. Way too easy.
There's a lot of people on the text line that were bummed about that. There's even somebody here who named their son Maverick.
Okay. So you're going to get the obscure...
The deep cuts.
The Cheap Trick song that was on the album.
There was a Cheap Trick song?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, okay.
It was track number 9.
Wow.
Side
you really
two,
are a
side
nerd.
Side 2 song number 4.
You really are a nerd.
I know. I know. let's see who's waited the longest. John in Kansas City. John, hello, my friend.
Afternoon, guys.
Hey,
afternoon.
John. What's your grievance?
Well, I'm a delivery guy here in town.
Uh-oh.
And one of the banks I deal with.
Nope. You can't name it. You can't name the bank.
No, I know. I'm not this guy. I know the rules. I understand the rules. Anyway, years ago, they shut down their drive-thrus in all branches. So what was a 10-minute run turned into a 20-minute run, and now thanks to the COVID stuff, it's now an hour.
Oh.
Of my day, every day.
Because you have to go inside?
Yeah, and stand in line.
Okay.
6 feet apart.
Right.
It's an hour every day at my time.
And now you're going to have to wear your mask.
Anyway, we'll see about that.
Okay, John.
All right.
Grievance heard.
Be well, brother. 576-7798. Dan Weinbaum in for Dana Wright. We got Grant Miller over there. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. From the Top Gun soundtrack. Cheap Trick.
Yeah, maybe we should have played Danger Zone.
Bill in Gladstone. Hello, Bill.
How are you, sir?
We're doing well, man. Thanks.
Hey, before I get to my grievance, I wanted to say that last year we went to San Diego and we were at the USS Midway Museum, and in their gift shop, they have a T-shirt that says, "If I was flying, Deuce would still be alive."
Oh, wow.
Zing.
Anyway, getting to my grievance is with people that seem to think that social distancing does not apply to their mailman. Every day, I have to tell people if I'm driving, I have to tell them to back away from their box so I can put the mail in there, or if they're out their front porch, I have to tell them to step aside so I can put the mail in the box safely, and the majority of them look at me like I've sprouted a third eyeball.
Really? Bill, you're a mailman, obviously.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Please don't call me sir. I'll start looking for my dad.
One guy, I swear, my back was turned to collect his mail, and I turned around to put it in his box, and he was leaning on my windowsill. If I was puckered, I would have kissed him square on the mouth.
He was that close, huh?
He was that close. I about jumped out of my skin. I asked if he wanted to sit in the truck and drive with me, you know? I mean, they just don't get it. And these are the same people that tell their pizza delivery guy to put the pie on the ground and walk away.
Mm. Yeah, so you got to deal with the hail, you got to deal with the storms, you got to deal with the dogs, and now you got to deal with people getting too close to you.
And I've done been told I can't mace them, so.
Well, that would definitely exacerbate things.
Let's see who's waiting the longest here.
Thanks, Bill. Grievance heard.
Ruth in Ozaukee, Kansas. Hello, Ruth.
Hi there.
Hi, Ray, Ruth.
I have a serious grievance.
All right.
And it's to the health field. I, by the way, am a healthcare worker, but the problem involves my father, who lives in Kansas City, recently diagnosed with a serious medical condition, and the problem between doctor's offices and insurance companies. So the insurance company is an HMO and wants a phone call for prior authorization, and the oncologist's office drops the ball. And my dad is really a big deal. He's a super cool guy. And I'm really, really PO'd about this. So anyway, that's my grievance.
Can I ask, and it's none of my business, what his serious health condition is?
He was recently diagnosed with a colon cancer and has a metastatic, possible metastatic lesion in the lung, too.
Oh, okay.
So we're waiting to have a lung biopsy done and all these other things, and nobody's doing anything. And so I got involved today and made some phone calls, and it really wasn't that hard. I don't know why. When I take care of my patients, I go above and beyond, and I just really wish that other people would do that too. So I'm a little disappointed. So anyway.
You know, Ruth, there are other occasions where I do this as well, but I won't get into that. But this show is always a prayer list for me. Your dad just got moved to the top tonight. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate that. That's
seriously,
awesome.
Your father's on the top of my prayer list tonight. Okay?
Cool. All right. Thank you. You guys have a kick butt show, and thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, Ruth, very kind.
We're happy to do it.
Okay.
And be right. God be with you, and God be with your father. Okay.
Okay.
Best of everything for you and your father. Yeah, metastatic. Not good.
Let's go to Daniel in Gladstone. Hello, Daniel.
Howdy. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing
excellent.
Well,
great name choice.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
My grievance is with the Karen who doesn't understand the rules of the of the show and grievances and not naming companies.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I won't name any names, but I'm a delivery driver.
Okay.
And if the area they're cutting through is a private road, I understand completely. I'd actually agree with her on that one. And with the speeding, if those are public roads, she's entitled to be as angry as she is about it. But those are public roads. The way I see it is I would do the same thing. I would cut right through it. And she doesn't really have a right to be all that angry about it.
Do you wave when you drive by her house?
Oh, yes. I would not speed through it because I wouldn't condone that. And also being tracked by GPS and not do that sort of thing. But
Whoa. Hang on. So you work for a company that we won't name. You guys are tracked by your speed by GPS?
Yeah, but I'm told that I've never been dinged for it, but I'm told that if you go for about a minute, it'll actually ding you because it's technology. It's not perfect, but They might not be getting dinged on through there, but yes, we are generally being tracked for it.
Wow.
And the labeled vans can't go over 70 either. They're governed for it.
Hmm. Okay.
Are you told to run out of your truck?
No, but it's just there are some people who are really good at getting done at like 2 o'clock or some crazy, and some people like myself have to run and still get done relatively later than those people. So it's just depends on who's really fast or not.
And the size of the packages you're carrying.
Okay. Phrasing.
Yeah. Nothing over 50 pounds, though.
Did you just say the size of the package that you're carrying?
He's a delivery driver. Right.
Daniel, what size is the package you're carrying?
Yes.
I beg your pardon?
I'll just leave it at yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you, Daniel.
Large.
You know, I mean, if they're loaded down,
okay,
Dan. It'll take them longer to deliver.
Stop.
Then if they're little packages, those go quicker.
Nobody wants a little package. You're such an idiot.
I didn't start it. One of my favorite songs because I could sing it because I've got a deeper voice. Love this song.
It makes me just feel like crying, baby. Cause baby, something beautiful found in you, lost that love and feeling. Body's working overtime, money don't matter. Time keeps ticking, someone's on my mind. On my mind.
No homo. First of all, we're doing Top Gun this hour. I did not realize there is absolutely no scenes from Top Gun in this video.
Who is this?
Kenny Loggins.
Oh, there it is. Okay, now I hear
the hook.
A lot of the beginnings of a lot of these 80s songs sound like that crappy movie soundtrack sound.
Get out.
It's just...
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out right now.
We should have been playing Danger Zone. Or maybe Take My Breath Away. You know, the good songs from the album. Yeah. You know, some people watched that movie and were inspired to become pilots. And some watched that movie and were inspired to become beach volleyball viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't become a pilot, did you, Scott?
Dan, I didn't.
Nope.
Dan, I did not become a pilot. Get out. I swear to God, I hate you, man. I swear to God, I hate you. From the text line, from 6657, you're a horrible human being. I also am a... Stop. Stop. Stop it. Stop.
Oh, my God. It's just good to laugh with all the crap that's going on in this world. It's just good to laugh sometimes.
From the text line, I am also a delivery driver. If you want to know how big my package is that I carry, just ask Scott's mom.
I can't believe you just read that on the air.
Now you listen to me, 6657. I will gut you like a fish. I will use a rusty knife and I will disembowel you. I swear to God. Don't you ever talk about my mom like that again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Delivery drivers with material.
Also, Scott, your prayerless comment was the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That was very kind. That was very sweet.
I was being serious.
No, I know you were.
I'm moving right to the top. Right to the top. Maggie in Bonner Springs. Speaking of my mom. Maggie, hello.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Maggie. How's it going?
You actually share the same name as my mother.
Well, that's good. I'm a Margaret, but I go by Maggie.
Well, so is she.
Listen, she's got a good name. Okay, I got something to say about all this, frustration stuff, the changing of the names and all that. Okay, listen to what I got to say. When it was time that came for the blacks, I wasn't black, so I didn't speak up. When it was time that came for the Jews, I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't speak up. When it was time that came for the Christians, I wasn't a Christian, so I didn't speak up. When it was time that came for me, and there was no one left to speak up for me, I'm going to speak up for the human race, all right? First of all, if you want to change the name to from the Paseo to some other name, to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, J.C. Nichols, why don't we just forget the name and go to exact coordinates of longitude, latitude for a specific location? Number two, okay, with these cops, the issue with the cops, why don't we do adopt a cop program in the jurisdiction the cops are patrolling, like the cities and everything? Get all the people in there, adopt one cop, have about 400 or 500 people to each cop, help them learn the new laws, help them, you know, get whatever they need. You know, everybody adopt that one cop. You know, there's 10 cops, 400 people for each cop. Make sure they're doing good. Okay, number three.
It's a long grievance list.
The long grievance list, exactly, exactly. The racist issue, okay? We're all human race. It's a cultural issue, all right? Everybody's got their culture. Oh, and the monument of Andrew Jackson, stick it in the History Museum.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
There you, all right, Maggie. Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye. Well, goodbye. Pam in Lathrop, Missouri. Hello, Pam.
Hello.
I never knew this show was so fun. I should listen more often.
Yeah, you should.
You guys are killing me. You stoned?
No. Go ahead. Pam, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay, well, my grievance is with my insurance company. They decided I've been taking this one medicine since 2013 after I had a slight stroke, taking a blood thinner medicine, so I don't have another one.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, they decide they don't want to cover it anymore. And it is just politics. It's because they don't cover that brand. You know, they'll cover a different brand. But it's like, seriously? So, you know, it's just frustrating. It's just politics and jumping through their little hoops. And insurance companies have ruined healthcare. Sorry, that's my grievance.
Grievance well heard and well made.
Absolutely.
We all have to jump through those hoops, and it's rather annoying.
Yes, it is. Well, have a good weekend, guys.
You too, Pam. Take care.
Pam, you be well, okay?
I'm going to try. Do my best.
All right, you take care of yourself. All right, telephone number here is 576-7798. We're waiting for Jen and the others to get screened, and we will get to all of them here in just a moment. 576-7798-8. Grant, just screen her. That's fine. We'll just take her. We'll take her cold. It's fine.
We'll do it live.
We're going to do it live, Bill O'Reilly. Jen, do not break the law. Go ahead. You're on.
Hi. My grievance is with this whole Black Lives Matter thing. You know what? I've never had a problem with another race. I don't care. I've got other races in my family. I've got 5 kids. I don't care. Never thought about it. Now, all of a sudden, they've got so out of control that I actually am afraid. I'm driving my son's car, and he's got this little Mustang, and it's loud, and I'm older, and I mean, you know, whatever. I've got 5 kids, obviously. So I'm driving, and this black guy pulls up next to me and, like, puts his fingers up like this peace sign. And I normally would be waving the all, you know, and I paused because I'm thinking, is he mad at me? Is this something like a symbol? Or is he just being nice? Is he saying he likes the car, my son's car? I don't know. All of a sudden, I'm afraid. The other night I was coming home and somebody was on my tail. I was also on my son's car. And they kept getting up in my, really close to the back end of my car and putting the brights on. And so I called my son. I said, I'm on my way home. It was late at night. I said, you know what, somebody's, I don't know what's going on, but they keep putting their brights on and and they'd been miles, you know, they'd been on him for miles. So I didn't go home. I went a different way. They finally turned. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they're mad, if they're, I don't know what's going on, because I can't trust, you know, used to be, I was nice to everybody. I didn't care, but now I'm nervous. And that's nobody should be making a race above another race. We're all in this together. And you know, and all this crazy stuff, it's got to stop. I'm just very upset. I'm scared.
Jen, can I ask a question? And I'm not challenging your grievance, but am I allowed to ask a question of your grievance?
Sure.
Okay. How much of that is on you, and how much of that is on other people?
No, I think, well, I mean, they're tearing down monuments. They're marching in the streets.
So?
They're acting. They got their fists in the air. They're angry young people. And I, one of these young people, I happen to know very well. I took him in as a kid for many years. I call him part of my family. He's so involved in this. You know what? I think he's acting ridiculous. I said, stop it. All lives matter. We are all equal. I mean, I don't care if black people get whatever. I don't care if white people. My grandmother was an Indian, American Indian. I don't care. But they're making such a big deal out of things. Yeah, it's made me really nervous. I don't know if that answered your question. Maybe I don't know how much of it is me and how much of it is them. But I know that I'm nervous because everybody's mad, and I don't know if they're going to be mad at me next time. My daughter's even been nervous, like taking the kids to the park, because I mean, we've got friends, I've got a mixed family, so I'm saying, you know, we don't have a problem with race, and because my kids are married and we've got mixed, but I don't care, but. You know, my daughter, now she was going to take the kids to the park because she's seen some videos of people at the park, white women sitting there, young people, just they're young. Okay. She's got a 2-year-old and a baby, okay. And it made her nervous. I don't know. It's just, I think they're acting wrong, and I think these parents ought to go out there and grip their kids and tell them to get home and straighten up. If my kid was acting like that, I would have a fit. I mean... Okay. People don't need to be behaving badly just because they're uncomfortable. Everybody's always uncomfortable about something. I've been uncomfortable in my life. We all go through that. It's just life is uncomfortable.
Okay, Jen, we got it. You're in. Your grievance has been heard.
Shut up.
576-7798.
Sometimes it's just nice to get behind the wheel of a hot rod and just take off, like in a Mustang or something, and just
Grant
drive.
Miller, I'm gonna stop you from talking. No, Grant, okay. Grant Miller, Dan Weinbaum, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Tonight, I would have been at the movie theaters for Top Gun Maverick. Oh, but wait. They've moved it to December 23rd.
Now, that was a good song. That was a good one. Very inspiring. Very moving.
Okay. Why do I feel weird when you talk?
Well, a lot of people feel weird when I talk. I don't know. Why do you feel weird?
I feel like you're a creepo.
You feel that?
Yes.
Have you just met me or something?
No, I've known you for years.
I know. I'm not a creepo.
But when you talk, I mean, hang on, wait.
I think
Turn my sound up.
I think maybe you're just moved by hearing me and you're having a reaction.
I mean, just the look in your eyes, I feel like I'm about to get kidnapped.
Maybe I'm just a romantic, you know, and that kind of stuff. Just
I feel like you drive a white van, and I'm about to be thrown into the back. And there's a like a mattress in there somewhere.
Weirdo. Did somebody tell Scott? You weren't supposed to know about that.
I've never seen the lead singer of Berlin. She's actually very pretty.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
I had no idea. She's very.
I noticed that years ago.
Yeah, like 34 years ago. Yeah. You weirdo.
I'm like, whoa, she's hot.
No, I mean she's. I'm not saying I'm like white vanning her, but I mean she's.
Now it's a verb. I'm gonna white van you.
I didn't realize she's a very pretty young lady.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Well, back then, yeah.
Okay. You're a jerk.
What?
You're a jerk.
You're looking at a beautiful woman from 1984.
Well, I said she was very pretty.
Right.
I wonder
what she looks like now.
Okay. I don't know what to do with you. Sarah in Overland Park. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you all doing today?
Well, we're doing well. Thank you, Sarah.
So my grievance is related to what I would call bias or the difficulty in finding facts in the press, whether it's in a news station or whether it is in something written. It feels like it's almost you have to go either to CNN, MSNBC to get one side of the story or Fox to get a completely different side of the story. Mm. And it's a real challenge trying to find that middle line of what exactly is the truth in a situation that's mm-hmm. being reported on.
Can I ask, if I may, and just because I happen to have a little bit of experience in this business, what side of the political fence do you fall on? And I'm not going to challenge your grievance at all. I think I have a recommendation for you.
Okay. I fall very much to the right.
You fall to
so
the right. Okay.
I watch Fox probably more because it feels more comfortable to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's like on Facebook, I'll see an article about something that doesn't sound quite right. Mm. And then it's like, well, Fox says it happens this way. CNN said it happened this way. And then where can I go to find out what actually happened?
Right.
And if I'm trying to make a decision about a political candidate or just something that's occurring in the United States, it just feels like it's really difficult to go down the middle of that path and say, mm-hmm. what is really right?
Yeah. Sarah, if I may, and I'm not mm-hmm. challenging your grievance at all. If I may, I would give you just this little bit of advice, and I try not to give advice during Festivus Friday.
Okay.
I would watch, this is what I do, okay? I'm going to put you on hold because I want to get James in here real quick before we go to the top of the hour. I would watch Fox, and I would watch CNN, and I would watch MSNBC, and I would try to watch them at the same amount. Okay, so, you know, if I do 20 minutes on CNN, I'm going to try to do 20 minutes on Fox, 20 minutes on MSNBC. The truth lies somewhere in the middle. And then if it comes to reading a newspaper, since you fall a little bit to the right, or you said you fall to the right, I would subscribe to or at least try to buy a couple days a week the Wall Street Journal. And I think there you will get the truth. I believe the Wall Street Journal is the fairest newspaper in America. James in Belton. Hello, James. You have 30 seconds. Can you do it?
Yeah, I think I can get it in, man. Happy Friday to everybody.
Same, buddy.
What's up, James?
My grievance is the mask and not wearing mask debate / situation, whatever you want to call it. Everybody who's got a problem with other people for doing what they're doing and what they're not doing, I understand what's going on. Now, me, myself, personally, I do wear my mask, but I understand other people because when you look at the leadership of the country, you know, the president, really, he don't wear the mask, and they're talking about opening up baseball. I mean, everything, all this stuff that's going on that, you know, you want to prioritize everybody wearing a mask because the coronavirus is important, but yet you're still doing all these other things because you're worried about the economy and making money. So to me, you know, that's what it is.
All right, James.
James, you are in, buddy.
There you go. Oh, Terry Nunn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lead singer of Berlin. She's a lovely woman.
Simmer down.
Still.
Calm down.
I'm looking at photos right now on the internet.
We got to run this weirdo. On behalf of our producer today, one of the finest men in all of America, Grant Miller, ladies and gentlemen. He's right there. Ladies, he's single, and he's handsome as hell. Dan Weinbaum, my good friend and co-host, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. I had a blast.
It was good to have you.
I had a great time.
I really did enjoy it.
I'll
I am Scott Parks.
Back.
And God willing, we are back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.